Second Corinthians, please. Chapter 6. We're all children of God, but we're only sons and daughters when we behave according to God's standard. What did the prodigal son say? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, I am not worthy to be called your child. No, he's always his father's child. I am not worthy to be called your son because he didn't behave well. And sonship and daughtership have to do with obedience and subject to the rules of the house. Now let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. Starting at verse 11. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is open. You are not restrained in us, you are restrained in your own affection. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak of unto my children, be ye open. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath communion with darkness? Light hath darkness. What accord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an unbeliever? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. But they're already his children. He's right into cleansing. He says, now, if you come out and maintain separation, I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and my daughters. And we are sons and daughters when we behave according to the rules of the house. According to God. Always children. We're always children. We're only sons and daughters when we meet the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. John chapter 16. Led by the Spirit. John chapter 16. Verse 13. Now let's see, we read in Romans that we are sons and daughters if we are led by the Spirit. What does the Lord say? John 16 and 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Is he guiding you? Is he guiding me? Not when I quench him. Not when I resist him. There is to be communion with the Spirit. A free flow, a free communication between us and the Spirit. And when that is true, we are led of the Spirit. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide into all truth. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit. Communion with the Spirit, we live by Him and we walk as He leads. And then the verses before that. How do you know when the Spirit has control? And we start at verse 22. Before that, look at verse 19. The works of the flesh are. Now look at verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is There's only one fruit of the Spirit. And it has nine parts. As we read here, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. These nine together form the fruit. Not fruits, fruit, singular, of the Spirit. It's like an orange. You know, an orange has certain sections, and those sections put together make an orange. Well, these nine put together make the fruit of the Spirit. And if we are in communion with the Spirit, the fruit will be shown. Now, there's an interesting thing about fruit. I'm only going to say it, and then you can develop. How many of us here ever heard fruit grow? Anybody ever hear fruit grow? That's all I say on that. Beware of noise, whether among God's people or other people. Beware of noise. Fruit grows silently. You don't see it grow and you don't hear it grow. And when the fruit of the Spirit grows in us, there is no noise. There is growth and development. Ephesians 4 and 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit through the Word urges you to do something, do it. Otherwise, the fellowship, the communion is broken. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. And we just read the fruit of the Spirit. And wherever we find ourselves going contrary to those things that represent the fruit of the Spirit, we are grieving the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 3, 5, 19. Quench not the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. When the Spirit is urging us to do a certain thing, to take a certain direction, don't quench the Spirit. And communion will be maintained. We have about 6 minutes left according to my watch. There is another thing that God shares with us. And this is real nice. 2 Peter. Real nice. Second Peter chapter 1. Start at verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. I don't want to cause any offense. But beloved, you don't see anything about a pope there, do you? Anyone? If your Bible says pope, raise your hand, please. He said he was a bondservant and an apostle. And later on he tells us that he was an elder, and he never says he was a pope. What does pope mean? Father. What does the Lord say? Call no man father. I was in a little doctor the other day, in a certain hospital. This person would come in and everybody would say, good morning, father, father, father. And I'd say, good morning, sir. And he noticed a difference in that. And he complained about it. And I was waiting for him to come and ask me. He never came and said anything to me. He just complained to those around. He doesn't call me father. He's not my father. Naturally or spiritually. Why should I call him father? Call no man father. But let's read. To them that obtained light precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers, sharers in fellowship with the divine nature. We are partakers of the divine nature. When God saved us, he gave us a divine nature. Beloved, do you realize that when God said, that divine life, the life that you have, that we have, is God's own life, divine life. That's why it cannot perish. That's why it never going to die. We are partakers of the divine nature. Why, that's enough to make you fall, isn't it? The nature of God in me, how can I hold it? We are partakers. Oh, you should enjoy. Do you enjoy that? I feel like asking you to raise your hand for them. We need to enjoy what we have. We're like those people that I mentioned to you. They have a lot, and they're living miserably. That's like the story of a certain wealthy father. Very rich man. And he had three children. And one day his children came to him and said, Daddy, there's something that we'd like to take up with. Why don't you buy yourself a new suit and some new shoes and a nice shirt and tie? You're nice. You're nice to us. You treat us nice. You give us all that we... But if you don't take care of yourself, what do you think the father said? He said, I am not like you. You have a rich father. I don't. But he had the money. Oh, beloved, let's enjoy our salvation. Let's enjoy communion with the Lord. I'm going to stop here. And later on, we're going to come on what we need. Stay alive. And oh, I tell you, enjoy this book. There's some wonderful things in here for you to enjoy. Wonderful things to enjoy. And God has given us, as his people, some very wonderful things that nobody else has. And at night when you find you can't sleep, you think about what God has given you. The fellowship that we share with him. That we can call upon God the Father any hour of day or night. Those folks out there can't do that. They don't even know. And I listen to some of the candidates running for office. And they all end up, God bless you. What God are they talking about? They don't seem to have it. At least not the one that I have. Let's enjoy what we have while we have. Are we enjoying eternal life? We are partakers of the divine nature. Are we enjoying eternal life? Now the next one we'll consider another time. Partakers of his suffering. We don't have much of that. There's folks out in Russia, parts of Europe, Africa and Asia. And some of us are really partakers of the suffering. I am not a prophet, but I have a strong feeling that sooner or later we're going to be partakers of the suffering rather than the thing. But meanwhile, let us enjoy what we have. Let us enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's enjoy God the Father. Let's enjoy communion with the Holy Spirit. You want to know what school to go to? Ask the Lord. Talk to him. You want to know what course to take? Ask the Lord what course to take. And I'm not telling you something that I read. I'm telling you something that I've seen. It's amazing how he will direct. I remember at one point in selecting graduation and going to certain schools, the habit was to apply to 3 or 4 schools, see which one you get in. And I said, Lord, I'm only going to apply to one, the one that you direct me. He said, oh, does God tell you? Oh, yes, he does. He told me. And that's the one I went. And then when it came time to go for an internship, oh, that was something. What hospital should I go to for free? And again, it was 3 or 4. The doctor said, 3 or 4. You wrote to all 3 or 4, and then you wait to see which one would accept. Some people got 2 hospitals. I prayed to the Lord about it. He directed me to one. And that's the one I had. The Holy Spirit will direct. He directs today. He has the same power today as he had yesterday in the Old Testament. And all those wonderful things that you read, he's doing today. His arm is not short. That's in short. Our fellowship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and with each other. God is great. Again, Holy Father, we bow in our presence. We give you thanks for this occasion that brings us together. First, to remember the Lord as we did this morning. And to listen to thy word as thy servant presented it. In this last session, to listen again to thy word, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunities and privileges that thou hast opened to us. Fellowship with God. Fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, Creator of heaven and earth. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit who directs and leads and guides. Fellowship with one another, the highest class of society on earth. Read about to dismiss. We ask you to dismiss us with thy blessing, thy care, and thy good hand upon us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.